From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. A lot of schools will be starting up again next week. The first days will be a blur. Students will navigate new schedules and friendships, teachers will try to remember dozens of new names, and parents who haven't seen each other all summer will catch up as they drop off their kids. And for parents in Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, there will be plenty to talk about. The school district's policy on arming teachers has gone back and forth over the past year. Last year, they became the first in Pennsylvania to allow staff to carry guns in the schools as a way of preventing a mass shooting.
There was going to be kind of a training protocol, and they were going to be able to carry those guns anonymously, concealed on their body in the classroom.
Jen Kinney, reporter for WHYY's Keystone Crossroads, has been following the story since last year. But the future of this rule is still pretty uncertain as it faces legal challenges and pushback from within the community. So what's next for Tamaqua's controversial plan? And why could the issue be coming to a head in this November's election? Today on The Why, arms race. Catch us up. You came on back in February to talk about the Tamaqua Area School District, which was the first in Pennsylvania to try to arm teachers to try to keep the school safe.
I am for guns in the school, 100%. I'd like to see teachers carry.
The idea of this random carry, multiple people carrying, is a deterrent that prevents cowards from targeting these places.
My other daughter that is in sixth grade here, if her teacher would be the one that is armed and he's going after the active shooter, her classroom therefore becomes alone and then is putting her at risk.
At the same time, we have to be rational and intelligent about this. You know, for every one school shooting there were millions of other kids who went to school that day and came home safely.
School year is about to start. Are Tamaqua's teachers carrying guns?
The short answer to that is no. The policy has been on hold since February when we last talked because of lawsuits, one filed by the teachers union and another filed by a group of parents. But there was this school board primary that happened in the spring that's important here because all of the current school board members voted for the policy that would have armed teachers. It's 9 people on the board, 5 seats are up for re-election, and 2 people are not running for re-election. So it opened up this possibility that people who don't want to see teachers carry guns to try and maybe take some of those seats and get on the board and push for the policy to be rescinded altogether.
So what happened during the primary?
It was kind of nuts for a school board primary. You know, the public is not going to have a chance to vote on whether or not this happens. And so this really became a referendum on arming teachers, even though candidates said over and over, you know, we have other aspects of our policies, other ways that we want to look at education and things we want to do for the school district. It really, this became a central issue. And as a result, you know, it got kind of nasty for a school board primary.
Nasty like how?
There were attack ads that came from some of the incumbent candidates towards some of these newcomers, specifically the ones who were not wanting teachers to be armed. So, you know, one candidate had his past DUIs kind of dragged out into the public. Another ad included photographs of Nancy Pelosi and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
So these candidates are getting attacked. What was their campaign like?
Well, they did a lot of door-to-door canvassing, and I went along one day with them.
Hello. My name is Emily Paisley, and I am here canvassing on behalf of Cheryl Humes, Liz Pinky, and Karen Tharp for the Tamaqua School Board.
And we were walking right in the vicinity of the school, you know, just blocks from the school building. And we were seeing tons of lawn signs for these kind of new challenger candidates. And when we went and knocked on doors, nearly everyone that we talked to said that they were supporting them.
Because it's too easy for kids to get a hold of them in the school setting.
We don't want somebody that's not trained in patience and everything else to have guns in our schools.
One man told us that if that happened, he and his wife would probably pull their child from the school.
If we have to pay for him to go to a different public school, private school, whatever, we just don't think that our kids would be safe.
So people had very strong opinions about it. it seemed like maybe this was going to go in the favor of these newcomer candidates.
Okay, so that's the lead up to the election. The primary rolls around, and what happens?
Well, like I said, when we're in Tamaqua, the town, it seemed as though there was a lot of support for these more liberal candidates. We were seeing lawn signs everywhere, but the town is actually a small part of the district. The district includes parts of five different townships, and some of the surrounding ones are more conservative, and there are just more registered Republicans. And so when it came time, at the end of the day, the incumbent candidates and there was two new candidates who want to see teachers armed, and they did really well. They were the top vote getters. So for Justin Startzel, who was one of the candidates trying to get on, who was saying he would prefer security guards or police officers, it left him with this question of, you know, is this what the public wants?
I just don't get it. You know, does this solidify then that this area wants teachers to carry weapons?
If this was a referendum on this question, you know, how definitive is this?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
After the primary election in Tamaqua in May, State Senator Mike Regan sponsored a change in a law called Act 44. The change defines who can carry guns: school police officers, school resource officers, and private security officers. Jen Kinney picks up the story from here.
So when this Act 44 amendment was passed, Governor Wolf and the Department of Education, they announced that under their understanding, this law definitively cleared it up. It said teachers cannot carry guns.
The law is silent on who cannot carry a firearm, but is very specific on who can carry a firearm, and we think that's what removes the ambiguities.
I talked to Meg Sneed, Governor Wolf's Secretary of Policy and Planning, and she said the law now makes it really clear. Only these three types of personnel can carry guns: resource officers, police officers, and security guards. And she said, and some people were saying, like, this answered the Tamaqua question. This answered the question, you can't carry guns in Pennsylvania if you're a teacher.
And we believe that by clearly dictating in the school code those three classes of jobs that are eligible to carry a firearm, there is no longer any ambiguity around anybody else who doesn't fit within those three definitions.
And so what does the Tamaqua School Board say to that argument?
Well, there were people on both sides of this debate who immediately said, look, this could still be interpreted multiple ways. Ceasefire PA, which is an anti-gun violence organization, as well as the Education Law Center, which does not want to see teachers armed, they said, listen, people are going to look for loopholes if you don't make this super clear. And sure enough, when I called Nicholas Boyle of the Tamaqua School Board and Larry Wittig, who's the president of the board, they both said, look, this is just an interpretation.
Do you think if you wanted to build a ban teachers from carrying a firearm, you would say ban it?
There's nothing in that law that suggests that a teacher could not.
And what they point to is this idea that, you know, you could be a part-time history teacher and a part-time school resource officer.
Mm. Nowhere in the law does it say you can't be both.
And so they said, we just don't see it that way. Mike Regan, it should be noted, the sponsor of this bill, he says this was never his intention. He did not mean for this amendment to open the door to arming teachers.
You know, if some school wants to really get aggressive and trying to overinterpret the law, then I think, that, I guess, potentially could be problematic, but that certainly was not the intent.
And he thinks that if schools tried to do it under this law, that they would probably run afoul of the courts.
I mean, I think it would take a really liberal and broad interpretation to really try, and I'm sure it would not withstand the scrutiny of the courts.
But in Tamaqua, the board has said, we're not backing down.
It seems to me that there's spirits there that we could do this.
So if the board is moving ahead with this, why aren't they implementing it this year?
Well, the new law did make one other really significant change here, which was that it added certain training requirements for those security guards and other safety personnel. And it made specific requirements of how many hours of training and what kind of training they had to do. The Tamaqua policy always had this kind of unclear training requirement. And so the board said, well, now we have a blueprint. the law says now exactly what kind of training we need to have. So they decided instead of trying to just tweak the existing policy, that they would scrap it and start again.
Instead of rewriting 705, it's just going to be easier to start from scratch, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to do it fast. We're not going to, this is not going to wait around. It was already asked already if we were going to wait till after the election, and that's not going to be the case. It's going to be done, you know, before that. We're not going to waste time on it.
So that's where we're at right now. Tamaqua School Board has rescinded Policy 705, as it's known. They still want to allow staff members to carry guns, and they're just not sure how they're going to do it.
And again, the candidates who won in the primary are largely in favor of this policy, so it doesn't seem like there's a ton like standing in the way at this point.
That's right. There could be an upset in November. The candidates who don't want to see teachers armed, they could absolutely still win some of these seats, but there's still four people who will remain on the board from the former board, and they all voted for this. It will probably end up being decided by the courts in the end whether this policy can stand.
Jen, I think we're all a little more worried about school safety than we were 10 or 20 years ago. I know I think about this a lot with my son, who's about to go back to school. And I can only imagine what parents in Tamaqua must be thinking with this policy being kind of up in the air at this point. They don't know whether teachers in their district are going to be armed or not. So what exactly can they expect going into the school year?
Yeah, a lot of the parents that I've talked to, even parents who do want to see teachers carry guns, they're really tired of this debate. They really want this to be settled and decided and over one way or the other. And I think you're right. I think parents everywhere are concerned about this across the state. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, who's a reporter for WHYY's Keystone Crossroads, he actually just did a story where he found out where all of the schools who got state grant money for school security spent it, and found that a lot of them are investing in security cameras. Many of them use that funding for security guards and police officers. A small number bought software to monitor social media posts. And then a large number also did use the money for more preventative measures, guidance counselors, other types of mental health support. And so he talked to an expert who said at this point, schools are really just throwing spaghetti at the wall, seeing what sticks.
And is that, do you think, one of the arguments that the people in Tamaqua who've been in favor of this policy have put forward is, look, we need to keep kids safe. Let's just try something. And we know that this is a little bit outside the box, but we've got to try something because the consequences are too grave.
Absolutely. I mean, something that you hear a lot and it's hard to argue with is people say, well, show me what else we should do. If this isn't the solution, tell me what is. And these shootings are statistically so rare that everything we have to go off of is anecdotal. You know, there have been shootings that have been stopped by security guards. There have been times when security guards have been targeted. There have been times when security guards have done nothing at all. They've actually fled the scene.
We heard about that situation in Parkland, right?
That's right. So when I talk to people who want to see teachers armed, they sometimes speak about this like it's a certainty, like we know for sure teachers love their students, they would do anything to protect them. We know this will work, but the truth of the matter is we just don't have any evidence yet. And we have seen some accidents, we have seen some misplaced guns. We just found out this month that an Ohio transportation director for a school, she left her gun on her desk and her grandson picked it up and pointed it at a fellow student.
Wow.
So we know that there have been times when guns have been misplaced, left out where children can find them. There have been a couple of accidental firings. We can't say right now whether that poses more of a risk or if it decreases the risk in an actual shooting.
Jen, thanks for coming back in.
Yeah, thanks, Ty.
Jen Kinney is a reporter for WHYY's Keystone Crossroads. The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall, Alex Stern, and Xavier Lopez, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. We had editing help from Kevin McCory and mixing help from Mike Villers. Send a tweet at Shai Ben-Yaakov. We'll be back tomorrow.